You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, we've got our first returning guest, Kevin Dwyer, CEO for HealthConnect.link. Kevin, thanks for coming back in.
It's great to be here, Alex. I really appreciate the invitation.
Definitely. So last time you came on, you talked a little bit about what HealthConnect.link is and why it's so important to have this platform here in Wisconsin. Can you give our audience a bit of an update as to what's been going on in the last 6 months and what's changed for you guys?
Yeah, so I think the last time we were here was February, and it's just been incredibly exciting 6 months for us. We've made tremendous progress with the development of our software. We're about two-thirds of the way through the development process and getting very, very close to actually rolling this out to the community.
Awesome. That's absolutely great news. Can you talk a bit about some of the new partners that you guys are going to be working with on this project?
Yeah. So in addition to building out our software platform, we've been working very closely with the community, and we partnered with agencies like Chrysalis Inc. and ARC Community Services, who specialize in behavioral health services, and quite a few others. We've actually partnered with some for-profit Medicaid providers like Family Path Autism Services and the Family Center, who does work with and through Edgewood College, offering counseling services to couples and individuals and families. So our network of partners has expanded dramatically in the last 6 months, and it's incredibly exciting to have all of these new people who are taking an interest in our project and can actually see some real value in it.
That's great. So I recently caught your presentation at the Social Good Summit as part of Madison's Forward Fest, and I loved your presentation, and it was great to hear from all the other startups there as well. Can you talk a bit about what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, thanks so much. It was really an honor and a privilege to be included with all of those other nonprofit, social good-oriented startup organizations. It started actually a couple of months in advance, or prior to the Social Good Summit, where we were invited to participate in the Social Good Accelerator program. And that involved three sessions where they helped us develop our five-minute pitch and worked on strategy and other types of planning and networking. And then the culmination of that was the Social Good Summit, which you were able to attend. And on that day, it was so beneficial for all of us who participated, because we got to have all of the people who joined us that day work in work groups and provide feedback about our projects, but also commit to helping advance our projects beyond that day. So useful.
Definitely. Yeah. So you mentioned then that you're having some user testing on the preliminary form of the software already. How's that been going?
Yeah, that's been going actually better than we hoped for. In the past 6 months, we've merged with a group from the UW Department of Industrial Engineering called the Werner Lab, which is run by Nicole Werner. And she has a group of PhD students who are working with us and our partners and our ambassadors to actually collect their information and collate that feedback so that we can incorporate it into the development process as we move through the final stages before rollout. And that's been invaluable to us, because it helps us make something that they actually want.
Definitely. That sounds like it's kind of a perfect partner for you guys in this. And I'd like to ask, what is going to be the next thing kind of on the horizon for you guys? Obviously, you have a pretty broad, very optimistic view for where you want this to go. What do you think is the next step that has to happen?
Yeah, so next steps, we have to complete the development of the software, and our software development team is very passionate and very dedicated, just like everyone else on our team, and they've done a tremendous amount of work with very, very little resources. The rest of the team, we're working on developing our financial resources, expanding our partnerships beyond Dane County. Actually, we've had some recent conversations with the Department of Health in Rock County and organizations in Marathon County. So we're laying the groundwork for a statewide expansion once we begin to roll out.
Excellent. Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing more about that. And thanks again for coming back. It'll be great to hear more from you as things progress on this path. Thanks again.
It's always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.